Kempire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Kempire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Kempire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Ba-dum. Let's go live. Let's go live. Not us being on time. Not us being on time. 2, 3, 4. Yes. Happy, happy Monday, guys. What is going on, everyone? Hold on, let me open everything up. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. Don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share the video. This is our weekly recap of the Real Housewives of Potomac. And I didn't hear them say next week is a season finale. Did you? Did they? Look. Did they say it? Did I miss it? Did I miss it? Or was that wishful thinking? Maybe not. All right. We have a lot to unpack. We got to talk about GNA. Sidebar, let me go to their website because I need to know, has GNA officially launched? Because, okay, okay, no, they still got the Christmas balls still up there. And they still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items available. I mean, in all fairness, it says they did say it's coming. What is it? Didn't it say on their website? Oh, yes. Here it goes. Full line coming spring 2024. So technically, they still have about 4 more days. Oh, thanks, Tay. They did say it. They did say it. Okay. Oh, it said to be continued. I know it said to be continued. Did they say the season finale? Lavender says, we are all hoping. Damn. All right, fine. Let's talk about the Real Housewives of Potomac and this episode, because I guess the highlight, it's not the highlight for me, was this fight. All right. All right. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. This is our weekly recap of the Real Housewives of Potomac. And as always, be sure to let me know in the live chat, or if you're part of the replay crew, how would you rate this week's episode of the Real Housewives of Potomac from 1 to 10? It wasn't a terrible episode in comparison to the entire season. It wasn't their best episode either. I probably am leaning between a 6 and a 7, and I'm probably being very generous in regards to that, maybe because I had a nice little lunch. So I'm not satiated or angry. Maybe not. We will talk about GNA. It still hasn't officially launched, but technically on their website, it says this is their holiday collection. They said the full line coming spring 2024, which is in a few days. But technically, I guess within spring, they can launch it whenever. Okay. All right. Whatever. All right. So let's just start at the top. So we have these little sprinklings of scenes just to give us updates on what's going on in the ladies' lives. We know that Dr. Wendy Acefo is working on her daytime talk show that you can watch here on YouTube. All right, so she's preparing for that. We get an update in regards to Karen Huger's health. And why did you just watch Karen's expression as the doctor is giving her an update on her health? And literally, it's sort of like Karen's just grinning from ear to ear. She's such a caricature. You know what I mean? But I appreciate the update. Her health is good. She's going to live a long, long life. All right. Okay. All right. So then we get, of course, we were just talking about GNA, and we are getting this moment where we're seeing Ashley and Giselle prep for the G&A runway show. So Ashley's like, we've been working on it for months. All right. Look, did I expect that they would be the designers of this? No, they actually have a designer. All right. I don't know what contraption Giselle had on, but normally we're used to Giselle wearing something tacky. But this is something that she's going to be putting out for you guys to buy. And I couldn't help while watching the episode last night on TikTok. I couldn't help but wonder. After we see all these different moments when they're flashing back and we're looking at Ashley and Giselle's fashion. And I said, you really are going to buy something from these women. You are really going to put your hard-earned dollars and coins. You're going to put them into G&A. And people will. Some people will buy it because they're really interested and they think they look cute. And then there'll be some folks that will buy it just for the giggle of it. I guess you got money to burn. But so they're Giselle's wearing this sort of like pinkish. I can't describe. It looks silky-esque. A jacket. It's long. And then, you know, he's like, do you want us to cinch it in the middle? And yeah, like Ashley's like, yeah, cinch it in the middle. As I'm looking at what Ashley has on in this scene. But look, they're not marketing towards me. They're marketing towards you. They're not looking for me to buy whatever that is that they're saying. Good luck. Be sure to let me know if you end up buying something from G&A. And tell me about the quality. Tell me, take a picture, tag me in it. I want to see. I promise I won't repost unless you want me to. All right. So they've been preparing for this for months. Okay, look, we get it. They're on a platform. This is what a lot of these women on Housewives do, on reality television do. I want to have a fashion line. Sheree was the first one to really do it. Remember, she did that years ago, her first season. Was it her first season? I can't remember. She wanted to do She by Sheree. But at least Sheree, we finally got a fashion show with fashions. I know it was an uphill climb. However, those fashions you cannot even buy on her website that we saw on the show. Okay? All right. So they're planning that, all right? We're going to go back to G&A in just a second, okay? But before we get into anything else, I do want to say thank you to our friends over at BetterHelp. BetterHelp is sponsoring today's live show, and we couldn't be more grateful for their support. And I've been utilizing BetterHelp for the last couple of months since we started talking about them. I've been utilizing it. I love that it's easy. I love that I can find a licensed therapist at the drop of a dime when I need it. It fits within my schedule. And I think mental health is so important. We talk about so many different topics here. I'm confronted with so many different topics here that even reporting on some of this stuff can affect your mental health. This is why, you know, I always have to take a break and, you know, do something fun or cover a light story or cover a light show. Okay, so I want to say a shout out to BetterHelp because they're making our lives a little bit easier. And of course, you're going to get a little bit of a discount once you sign up. All right. All right. So if you were thinking about starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And keep this in mind because this is important because I know some people will be worried about this. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That's important because sometimes even with the brief questionnaire, maybe the person that you're matched with doesn't fit you or you don't feel comfortable with them. Something in you just says, I don't feel comfortable. You can switch your therapist at any time. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kempire today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kempire. More information on BetterHelp and your discount will be available in the description. All right, shout out to BetterHelp for sponsoring today. We appreciate them. All right, back to the Real Housewives. But somebody got something in my eye, y'all. Okay. Back to this. So NECA, speaking of help, NECA and Ike, I have to say this. I like Ike. I like his energy. He seems like he just wants to make NECA happy. He seems like a lot of fun. Everything that we were hoping to get from NECA, we get from her husband. But I always go back to how NECA talked about Dr. Wendy Iosefo and Eddie's relationship. And I'm saying, girl, you were clearly projecting. Because every scene with NECA and her husband are cringy because of her. Because it feels like she doesn't even like him. However, when we talk about a show like Married to Medicine and we look at Toya and Dr. Eugene, I will say it's not the same. I do feel like, we know that Dr. Eugene loves Toya, but I do feel like Toya loves Dr. Eugene in her own way. I don't know if I feel the same about NECA and Ike, Dr. Ike. Well, you know, she's going through this whole trying to get pregnant situation. She's trying this whole process of IUI. Okay. And she, you know, the process, he's going to go into this room. It's a bathroom to, you know, give his specimen. So she's going to go in there with him to help him. But a couple of notes before they go in: no saliva and no lubricant. What is going on in there? And then they break the fourth wall, and we see the cameraman, we see the sound people, we see the producers, all just sort of like giggling to themselves about NECA and Ike in the bathroom. But here's the thing. She's like, hurry up. Like, how are you supposed, this should be like an enjoyable, fun thing. And I get it. You're in a bathroom. And it's not very glamorous. And you know, people are out there listening. But at the same time, I was just like, she's like, hurry up. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Okay. Whatever. Teresa says it's the Nigerian culture. Here's the thing though. But my thing is, even if it is Nigerian culture, wouldn't NECA understand that when it comes to Dr. Wendy and Eddie? But when we see scenes with Dr. Wendy and Eddie, I actually get that they like each other. I get the fact that they really love each other. If anything, we haven't really seen them be mean to each other. I've seen him hold her accountable when it comes to the finances and things like that. But we even see in this episode, he's writing her a $50,000 check. Oh, look. Okay. BK says the cameraman made the scene, right? Because they're all just like, what is going on in there? But I have to say, it wouldn't have been so cringy if we didn't hear her saying, like, hurry up. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, why are you rushing me right now? Like, that's not, like, come on. I know you can't make it romantic, but you also don't need to make it cringy. That's what stood out to me in this scene. So she goes and they put, I think, is this the first time in Real Housewives history that we've seen a house husband specimen on camera? I know we've talked about specimens because we were talking about this last night on TikTok. We talked about, you know, Joe Gorga's specimen. We talked about Dr. Gregory's specimen, but we have never seen it. Did we literally just see Dr. Ike? We know you a little too well. We've seen your specimen. He said he's a track star, so his sperm is fast. You know what, they're moving fast in the specimen situation? All right. I don't know. It might have been the first time. Ooh, Lavender says, okay, Lavender says she's speaking for the Nigerians. She says, it's not culture. Please, NECA doesn't represent us at all. Oh, look. Okay. All right. All right. I can't speak. I mean, it's part of my DNA. I did my 23andMe. Mm-hmm. All the way back to Nigeria, just saying. All right. Anyways, Shan Chandler says they showed it. Yes, you didn't see it. They showed us his specimen. We saw the wiggling of the specimen. AB says the swimmers were swimming. Tika says, I feel violated. I think this was the very first time that we ever in the history of Real Housewives, maybe reality television, maybe not reality television, but definitely within Real Housewives, Real Housewives of Potomac, we saw the specimen. Here's the thing, though. We've seen NECA since then, and she isn't pregnant. So it says to me the IUI didn't work. And look, no matter how you feel about NECA, she does want to be a mom. She does want to have a family. So I know that has to be disappointing for her. But that scene was just interesting. Oh, thank you, Sarah. Sarah says, a Nigerian here, it's not. Stop talking for the Nigerians unless you're Nigerian. All right. Anyways, thank you guys. And replay crew, if you're Nigerian, please weigh in too, okay? Anyways, moving on. Let me just say thank you because we had a super chat. LaHeathers, thank you so much for the super chat. LaHeather says, Dr. Wendy had a point. Had a point that one outfit was the same. Oh, in regards to what she wore in the past season and Giselle was making fun of it and they made a very similar outfit for their line. Are we surprised? Not at all. All right. So moving on, because we have a lot more to talk about. Mia and Gordon in therapy. Here are my takeaways from this therapy session. So Mia explains why she sought advice from a divorce attorney. She says she wanted to know to weigh all of her options. And Gordon's like, you know, I understand. However, Mia reveals shockingly that when she sought legal advice, when she brought up divorce, G ended up emptying out her bank account to zero. He ended up emptying out her bank account. First of all, we already know. If you watch that interview that Gordon did with TMZ, he basically was just like, oh, she could cheat. She could be with whoever she wanted as long as she stayed with me. So we clearly know what G is doing here. G wanted to control her. All right. Obviously, he knew what this relationship was about. Was there ever love between these two? I don't know. Honestly, based on what we've seen of them in their relationship, I don't feel like it was a relationship based off of love. It looked like a relationship based off of she likes money, she wanted to be taken care of, and that's what Gordon did for her. So Gordon was like, you could go have your other men, but stay with me. But the fact that she decided I wanted to get a divorce, he said, oh, you're not going to leave me. I'm going to take your whole inheritance and I'm going to take the money I put in it. So do I feel bad for Mia? Not really, because I think she also knows what she signed up for. And if Mia was smart, she'd do what Dr. Alicia did on Married to Medicine, allegedly. You get yourself an FU fund and you should have been putting money in it for over the years. Maybe she did. Maybe she did put it in her stripper inheritance account. But apparently, whatever account he took this money out of, I don't know though. Like, here's the thing. Like, I feel sorry for Mia because I can clearly see what Gordon is doing. But at the same time, I also think that Mia knows who she married. All right. So she also talks about in therapy that in premarital counseling, she found out that Gordon isn't into being romantic and she still married him. She sort of learned to deal with it. But she says that's still an issue for her. But then at the same time, she says Gordon isn't the man she met. No, he is. Look, he is. Before you got married, he let you know that he wasn't very romantic. Gordon's gripe with Mia, he's just like, you know, when I want to touch her, cuddle with her, she's always on her phone. Okay. Look, okay. Like, I want to feel for each of them in this situation, but I feel like y'all know what y'all were doing. You were laying it low and spreading it wide on Miami Beach while Gordon was still married to the other wife. You told us that. I'm not even going to say allegedly because you, Mia, told us that. So he cleared the bank account out. But you could tell that Gordon is grasping for this relationship. Mia is already checked out. You could tell in this scene, she's already checked out. I think she's doing what she can for her scene, for her storyline for the season. But you could tell she's already checked out. And I'm just going to say this now because it comes later in at the G&A fashion show. When she sees Jacqueline, she's like, I'm getting some good D. You know, just like you said I needed. And I'm thinking to myself, that was a clue. That was suspicious. I mean, not suspicious. We know what she's with a whole other man, and she's still married to this man. And yes, the man she's with now apparently was a guy she was with right before Gordon, or while she got with Gordon. Who knows? Who remembers? You just never know with Mia. Who be lying? Mia be lying. But you could tell that Gordon is desperate to hold on to her. And I think in this particular scene, he felt like he was holding on to her. And then you saw what happened afterwards. Candace came out and said that Gordon reached out to the guys and was saying, I can give you all the tea on Mia. He was ready to come for Mia. Damn. Look, damn. Queen, thank you so much for the super chat. The Queen says, that is not Nigerian culture. She's rude towards her husband. And if care is not taken, he will leave her for a softer woman. I am a full-blown Nigerian. Okay, we had quite a few Nigerians in the chat say that's not culture. But look, we also understand in culture, even within American culture, some people will say, oh, that's American culture. And then other people in American culture, that's not our culture. So I understand. Maybe in certain households, maybe. Okay. But I appreciate everyone weighing in. Thank you, Queen. Live Well LA, thank you so much for the super chat. Live Well says, that's nasty work. She has children with that man. Right? She does. Mia, she has two kids with him. That's why I wonder, I'm like I hope on some level that they were in love with each other. However, look, based off the little snarky comments that she's made, even last week when Ashley says, did you marry G for money? She said, I might have. Like, that's great for our entertainment, but as Mia's child, if I ever see that one day, how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? Sherry says that it looks like Mia's marriage is over. It is. She's moved on. She has a whole other man. And G went to TMZ hoping to says, I don't know what he hoped to do, but basically said, I told her she could, you know, have what she wants, but stay with me. Like, how sad do you have to be? Damn. Woo, 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 G. Woo, woo, woo. All right, let's move on. All right, G does say at the end of this conversation, I think that we have one of the best relationships on earth. You know what? Gotta break it down. Look, holy fire. Come on. What in the lies you tell? Come on. Do you think that G really believed what he just said to us? Because we didn't believe it. All right. Here's something that I did believe. Candace finally has a conversation with a therapist, Dr. Ken. Yes, he's a therapist. Yes, I know we've seen him all in and out of reality television. Lastly, we saw him counseling Drew Sidora and Ralph. Okay? So Dr. Ken comes over and Candace opens up about how she's been talking with Chris about having the kids. But then, when they were thinking about trying it, she had new music coming up. She was working on new music. And then she had those lumps that she had to take care of. And then she says she wonders if she's just using her career as an excuse. And then she says she's not sure whether or not she deserves to be a mom. But by the end of their session, Candace says she wants to have a child. And I know some of us have weighed in and said, it doesn't feel like Candace wants to have a kid. It feels like it's just a storyline. Well, here's the thing. Based off of the scene, it made more sense to us why we all sort of feel that way towards Candace when it comes to babies. It's because she does struggle with it. And if you look at her relationship with her own mom, who's a therapist, and they usually say therapists, kids are usually the most screwed up, and therapists are the most screwed up. If you look at her relationship with her mom, you could see why Candace is having a difficult time coming to the conclusion on whether or not she wants to have a child. So I think it's a little bit of that. I also think that it's a little bit of Candace has sort of always been like, I don't want to say spoiled, but I guess you can say spoiled. And, it's not necessarily a derogatory thing. I think she's also been spoiled by her parents. So she sort of feels like, I have all the time in the world. I can do this. And now she's starting to feel, well, no, I don't have all the time in the world. And I think with the whole career aspect, she's like, I'm on this show. I'm having all these opportunities. More opportunities are coming my way. Nori says, who beats her with a purse. They brought that up, too, because they talked about that with Dr. Ken, her and her mom, Dorothy. So I think it's a little bit of some of that. All right? I think it's a little bit of some of that. But by the end of their conversation, Candace says that she wants to have a child. And I said to myself, well, you know what, Candace, then that should be your focus. That should be your focus. If that's what you really, really want, focus on that. You've done all the other stuff. Music will be there. Music will be there. The reality show will still be there. They'll chronicle it. They'll follow it all. And after watching that scene, I said, I kind of want to see Candace. I mean, this is your choice. I want to see her as a mom. I really feel like that will change Candace in a way that we will never understand until we see it. And I want to see it. Look, like, I want to see it. I'm invested. I want to see Candace as a mom. Because I think we all still kind of look at Candace as Dorothy's child. I know she's a grown woman, but I think people still look at Candace as a child or a child within this group. You know what I mean? That dynamic, like everyone's grown kids and things. Like she still has this very youthful energy, childlike energy. So now I'm sort of like, I want to see you as a mom. Nicole says, but does Chris want one? Chris does want one. She says at the top of this that this was part of the conversation that sparked it was her conversation with Chris. Chris wants more kids. How many kids does Chris currently have? I think he has like two or three. And we've seen them. We've seen them on the show. Hey, Erica, I said the same thing last night. Dr. Ken must have a Bravo contract or on retainer, child. Yeah. You know, they try to find doctors that are willing to be on television. And he's more than willing, okay? All right. Moving on from that scene, we get another scene. So Mia brings the ladies together because they're planning this photo shoot for Monarch magazine. And NECA can't be involved. Because you have to keep in mind, technically, NECA couldn't be involved because technically we didn't even know that NECA was going to be on the cast at the time that they were filming all of this stuff. But they, you know, Mia broke it down to her. It's like, no one really knows who you are. You don't really have a connection here. Because remember, NECA moved to the DMV in order to be on the show. Let's be honest. She moved to the DMV. She was over in California and she moved to the DMV to be on the show. All right. So they said that she couldn't be involved. All right. So Karen makes a comment. She was like, didn't y'all send her to Grand Dame school? And look, if she can't be involved, points. Look, you can always rely on Karen to make things make sense. Because you're like, hey, very good point, Karen. Y'all want to call her the new Grand Dame of Potomac, and homegirl can't even be on the cover of a local magazine. You can't even be on the cover of a local magazine. So, baby girl, you ain't the Grand Dame of Potomac. Not yet. Look, we could be saying this now, and then 5 years from now, NECA could be a fan fave.
Lies! Oh. The lies!
Oh, okay. All right, fine. Fine. So the ladies get their assignments in regards to the characters that they're going to play. We have Candace is going to be Diana Ross. Giselle is going to be Beyonce. And she's like, rightfully so. They felt like there's a resemblance between them. Okay. Karen is going to be Lena Horne. Ashley's going to be Dorothy Dandruff. And she's like, oh, I love it. I love it. Mia's going to be Pam Grier. All right. And part of the reason why he says that he wants Mia to be Pam Grier is because she, you know, she really lives in her. I forgot his exact words. Not lives in her truth. Or he's like unapologetic about who she is. And I was like, you know what? That's a nice way of saying Mia be lying, but in a nice way. All right. Wendy's going to be Cheryl Lee Ralph, and she comes out in the dress and looks great. Here's the thing. Very much like the photo shoot in DR. Regular Robin is going to be Mariah Carey. And here's the thing. So everyone went back and they tried on some of the outfits that they're going to be wearing. They come out and they kind of look like they put on a costume. Regular Robin comes out and I'm like, wait, did she change? How is this Mariah? And Mariah's iconic, right? Mariah has such personality. But Mariah also has, like, dry sense of humor, so I can kind of see how it can work with Robin, but not them giving regular Robin the iconic Mariah Carey, who has more personality in her fingertip than Robin has in her entire personality. But all right. We shall see when we see the photo shoot. We did get a glimpse at the photo shoot. Robin will look for anytime taking a photo, any way that she can lay down. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, remember that time during the pandemic and Robin was laying in the bed and Juan came in and told her, like, you need to get up. So anytime that she can lie down, she's going to take that opportunity. Okay, Robin. Good for you, girl. Good for you. Sorry, Mariah. The disrespect. Oh, God. The disrespect. All right. So I guess we will see the photo shoot officially in the next episode. Again, did we confirm whether or not next week is the finale? Are they going to hold a scene like they did Monique and talk about how we don't condone violence next week? All right. We shall see how they handle this. All right. Exactly, Logan. Logan says, was Mariah in Greece? Because the outfit that Robin came out in, I said, what outfit is this from? Is it from the Vision of Love music video? Because I think she had all black in that. But I was just like, it didn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense to me, but it's all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. All right. All right, Wendy films her pilot for her daytime talk show that you can watch here on YouTube. I thought it looked great. It looked professional. Apparently, she's over budget. She spent like $20,000, over $20,000. Girl, you should have reached out. We could have told you how to keep that budget down, but I get it. You're not in a room. You wanted to do it big, okay? And look, maybe you have the money for it. Obviously she did it. And I have to say, I like the concept. So the concept for the pilot was Black Girl Magic. So she has some fantastic commentators be a part of this. We see clips of the different conversations that they were having from being women to politics and the state of the world. And I was like, I like this pilot. I like the idea. But what we got on her YouTube channel is not the same. I kind of wish with the pilot, and look, things happen between shooting a pilot and then the actual execution of a show. Very much like a sitcom when you shoot a pilot, sometimes the pilot is just to kind of get people interested. I kind of wish she leaned more in that direction in regards to having like a panel of women and it's her show kind of thing. You know what I mean? But only for us to get just her sort of like having guests here and there. Have you guys even watched it? I've watched a little bit. A little bit, but not like chapter and verse. Look, I think it's a great fit for Dr. Wendy. You know, she's been trying to find herself for the last few seasons. I think doing a talk show is a great fit. And yes, when you first do one, go looking back at some of my first videos. They're not the best. So the more you do something, the more committed, the more passionate that you are about it, you will commit to it. We shall see. Look, she already does commentating. So doing a daytime talk show is now it's your whole thing. All right. So we shall see if she will keep up with it even after Real Housewives of Potomac or even when the season's not happening. Kana says the season finale is next week. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I couldn't remember if that's what they said. All right. Hold on. Alex says, I watch it. It's pretty good. She's not a bad host. I wouldn't think that she would be. All right. But saying someone's not a bad host in a world of some really great hosts, because I will say this based off the pilot. And look, I forgot her name, but she is a television host. Seeing her in there, it felt more like we were watching her pilot as opposed to Wendy's pilot. But that's also because she has done it a lot in regards to hosting things. Look, I'm willing to wait and see. Someone just said, hold on. Erica says, a new episode drops today. I'll check it out. Good. Let us know. Look, let us know. I don't know if I have time. We will be back at 5:30 p.m. Eastern for our Married to Medicine, our season finale of the reunion recap. 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. PST. Right now, we're talking about the Real Housewives of Potomac. Did you guys watch? Have you liked our video yet? We have almost 2,000 of you here for our recap of the Real Housewives of Potomac. So don't forget to let us know what you thought of the episode, how you'd rate the episode. Also, don't forget to let me know where you're watching from. I like to know. You know, it's a beautiful spring-like day here in New York City. All right? A little chilly, though. A little chilly. Tyler says Wendy needs to focus. And look, maybe this is the focus. I feel like she's tried so many things. Candles, a restaurateur. Thank God she didn't move forward with Peter, because that would have been a mess. All right? Judith said the season was like watching paint dry. Damn. All right. Keisha, thank you so much for the super chat. Keisha says, G wants someone to take care of him in his old age. He should have stuck with his first wife. Oh, well to him. Well, I mean, I'm assuming G has other kids, right? I wonder how old those children are. Because if anything, the kids will take care of him, hopefully. Well, maybe they won't. Maybe they felt like he did their mama wrong. B. Gray, thank you so much for the super chat. B. Gray says, happy Eddie have Wendy 50K for her talk. Gave Wendy 50K for her talk show. Yes, we talked about that. And I kind of was like, oh, okay, 50K for a talk show? I mean, if you're trying to do it right and you're trying to do it big, I mean, do you need 50K? Not really. Like, not really. You don't need 50K. You don't even need 20K. All right. But she wanted to have all these guests, so maybe she paid them as well. So maybe that's where the bulk of the budget went. I mean, it still looked like quality. That's one thing I have to give her. It did look like quality. Good for her. Congrats, Dr. Wendy. And maybe you'll get picked up by a bigger platform. I mean, YouTube's a big platform. Look, come on now. YouTube's a big platform. All right. Let's talk about Ashley and Giselle. So they're getting ready for their fashion show. Ashley says that she's been handling everything because Giselle's father, we found out that Giselle's father has gotten sick. Oh, wait, rewind. Hold on. How did I skip? I skipped over regular Robin. Oh, Robin. I know that feels like that might be a trigger for you. I didn't mean to skip over you, Robin. So we get this scene. We haven't really seen Juan for the majority of the season. We saw him at the top of the season. So Juan goes with regular Robin to go look at some space because she's going to be a part of this franchise, Glow 30. And she says she's been going to Glow 30 for years. She wanted to be a part of it. So she reached out. So they go to look at a space of where she wants to open her facility. So Juan, as they're looking through the facilities, like, this is a nice facility. This is a nice space. And he then says, you know, so what's your budget to Robin? And Robin's just like, oh, I never thought, Robin, you didn't think about your budget? You're about to start a whole business. And how are the hats? I wore her hat today for a hot second. What's going on with Embezzled? How's that going? I mean, I haven't seen her wear a hat during the season, so. Maybe she did. I can't remember. Remember, Macy's wanted to be involved. Now Macy's is closing a bunch of more stores, like 1,000 more stores. Did they? No, all right. Anyways. So he asked her about the budget. She's like, I didn't really think about that. And then the young lady, the real estate agent, says, well, based off of the square footage, it's like over 1,600 square feet. And they want like $33-something per square foot. And that works out to be like $68,500 a year. And she's like, oh, that sounds good. She's like, good question, Juan. He's like, yeah, I can run this place. I mean, he's not working, so technically you should. Look, you should. And based off what the streets are saying, they don't see you getting another job coaching. Allegedly. I don't know. That's the word on the street about Juan and his future in basketball. Oh, embellished, sorry. Sorry. So What we find out in this scene, Robin calls to check in on Giselle, and Juan goes to go check in on one of his other girlfriends. All right? I don't know. He went to use the bathroom, all right? Rosanna says $6,000 a month. That's expensive. I mean, it is, but we also don't know how much money she's going to be bringing in. Okay, so I honestly don't think that's bad when you think about the amount of money that she could potentially bring in a year or even a month, you know what I mean, from that business. But she would know better because she knows those numbers, or she should, or have an idea of those numbers, I hope, for her sake, right? Erica says, why does Juan want to run a skincare spa? Because he has nothing else going on. Nothing else going on. Let him work, okay? I'm just saying. Anyways. So Robin calls Giselle because Giselle's father, as we know, Giselle's father has since passed. Well, this is when we're finding out stuff. We find out that he's really sick. Giselle is asked about this during her confessional. She says, we'll talk about that later. And I saw a lot of people on social media saying producers always let Giselle get away with not answering these questions. I'm going to defend Giselle here. This is a very serious, scary situation because we find out from Robin that her father is dealing with a brain tumor. Okay? I'm going to allow Giselle in this moment say, I can't talk about this right now because God only knows when this was filmed. For all we know, when this was filmed, this particular scene was filmed, he could have already passed, or who knows what she had found out at that particular point. I'm going to give Giselle some grace. This is her father. She has a close relationship with her father. Dr. Damon said this on Married to Medicine, the reunion. Just because people ask about it doesn't mean that they have to answer it. And I know you're on a reality show. It's one thing to be on a reality show and be a Phaedra Parks and not share 1 ounce of your real life versus not sharing every single part of your real life. And I know Giselle has been known not to share every part of her life. We barely even knew she had a sister. Yes, y'all forgot? We still haven't met her. But in that moment, I can understand, especially, let's say we don't know what's happening with her father and she doesn't want to talk. I'm going to give Giselle grace on that. She doesn't want to talk about her dad because literally he's in the hospital. For all we know, I don't know when this was filmed, this particular scene. For all we know, he could have passed by then. I'm going to give her grace. Miss Esquire says, here's the thing, Kemp. I would give her grace if she was typically very open. Oh, hold on. I think it's coming. This is true. However, I'm still going to give her grace in this moment because it's her father. It's her father's story to tell as well. That's his personal information. We don't know if her mom, we don't know if her sister are like, we don't want you to talk about this at length right now on the show. So she could also be respecting her mom and her family's privacy. Okay. So just keep that in mind. I'm going to give her a little grace right now. Okay. But we do find out from Robin that her father was diagnosed with a brain tumor. And Giselle says her father had been lying to her. He didn't tell her anything. So, all right. And I have to give it to Giselle. She still showed up for that GNA fashion show despite everything that was going on with her. And she really kept herself composed. But that's Giselle. Like, Giselle, she doesn't break down very easily. And she is very guarded. And I think part of why she's very guarded, partially the way she grew up, but also what she went through with Pastor Jamal. I think that has put up a shell around her. So that's just something that I was thinking of in that particular moment. All right. Moving on. Let's talk about this fashion show with the fashions. Let's talk about the fashion show with the fashions. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of the Real Housewives of Potomac. Don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and let us know what you love about the show. All right. Crazy Koi, thank you so much for the super chat. Crazy Koi says, GNA, gross and appalling. versus She by Shein, which is going to be more successful? Well, I will say this. I still like She by Someone Else more than what I saw. And at least with She by Someone Else, I can actually buy something for me. On G&A, that's for women. And look, their larger market are women, understandably. But at least I like the sweatsuits. I like the hats. It's just actually getting the product from Sheree is that has been the issue over the years. And their runway show was far better than the runway show that we saw last night. What do you guys think? You let me know in the comments. You guys let me know in the comments which would you buy, okay? But as a man, I can get stuff from She Buys Someone Else, okay? Sunny, thank you so much for the super chat. Sunny says, I find it comical that Bert faked a high with Wendy. Not Bert. I just got what you're saying here. Stop. But reminds me of my sister-in-law from hell. I couldn't stop laughing. Not your sister-in-law from hell. Why are we shading family members on live? Y'all might be surprised who's watching with you. Just saying, because some of y'all have told me stories of like you discovered that family members also watch the show here. Okay? I'm like, oh, okay. Not She by Susan. Come on. That made me laugh. Philly says, I saw no fashions. I met Philly John. Did I tell y'all? Hey, Philly John. Met her in Philly. Shout out to Philly. We had a great time in Philly a couple of weeks ago. Has it been a couple of weeks? Almost. Look, almost. All right. Steve says, the Salvation Army has better fashions than either. Damn. You guys really didn't like the fashions? All right, let's talk about the fashions. So Ashley and Giselle are getting ready for their fashion show. Ashley's been handling everything because Giselle's father has been sick. Karen sees Giselle and she said in her confession, she says Giselle has been improving this year in her dressing. So she's hoping some of that will rub off on this fashion line. Has she been improving this year? I think it's like hit or miss. Okay. But then Karen comforts. Look, I've been loving the little scenes that we've been getting with Karen and Giselle these last few episodes. And Karen really tries to comfort Giselle. Remember when Karen got really emotional during that reunion and she had just lost her mom and her dad? Giselle was one of the first people to go and check on Karen. So I feel like they show up for each other when necessary. Do I think that they're deep friends? No. I don't think that they're deep friends, but she can clearly see that Giselle's going through something. She's like, her eyes are red. I can tell that she's going through something right now. So she tries to say, Karen says, I will be there for you. Anything that you need, you let me know. All right. Then, you know, everyone's arriving. I'm saying hello. We get this scene. Y'all, what was this? Wait for it. This is not the first time. Remember, I think like, I don't know if it was episode one, but earlier in the season when Deborah was at Ashley's house for another group event, they did the same thing to Deborah. Why did they do Deborah like that? What did Deborah ever do to production? What did she ever do to production? They are so wrong for that, but I am here for it. It was funny to me. Was it funny to anyone else? It was just like, so of course, Dr. Wendy sees Deborah and she's like, oh my God, of course Ashley would invite Deborah here. She says, because Ashley is messy. And so is production. So is production. All right. But I saw that. I said, you know what? Mia arrives. And I mentioned this to you guys earlier, that Mia sees Jacqueline. So her and Jacqueline are in a good space at this point. And she says, you know, I've been getting that good D. And she's like, I took your advice. And I'm thinking to myself, she's not referring to Gordon. So I'm thinking that during this timeline, Mia has already moved on with her past boo and she's getting that good D. Oh, all right. Okay. I don't know. Why are we shocked? Okay. Why are we shocked? All right, so we finally get the G&A fashion show. The ladies, look, and I know, look, people are going to say, well, if Candace and Wendy were throwing an event and Giselle and Ashley were making the same comments, y'all would be like, oh, look at them, they're always hating. No, I think that they all do it. Some of them do it better. And I will have to say, Wendy and Candace do it way better than a Giselle, Robin, or Ashley when being shady at someone's event. Again, this is a group event sponsored by the show, but this is still considered Ashley and Giselle's event. And look, were they lying? It would have been. It would be different. Here's the thing: if Wendy and Candace were just hating to hate, and what we watched wasn't trash bags walking down walking down a runway, then I could be like, oh, y'all just hating. But they were really speaking facts. Like, what is going on? Wendy's just like, one of the models has on an outfit that they criticized me about wearing. It just didn't look good. The ladies were like, this looks more, even Robin was just like, this looks more leisure than athleisure. And I was like, you know what? That's really right. It looks like something you go to bed in. Karen referred to it. She said they should have called it. What did she? I wrote this down. She said that they should have called it. Hold on. I wrote this down. And I know it's somewhere around here. Oh, here it is. Booty call nightclub wear by G&A. Booty call nightclub wear by G&A. All right. Candace asked Wendy. She said, did Giselle design most of this line? Wendy says, obviously. Candace then says, it's like an elevated Alibaba. That's being very nice, Candace, because I feel like on Alibaba, you can get some really nice things, right? Even Temu. This, I don't know why I'm surprised. I'm probably a little more surprised because you guys aren't even the designers. I know you're the ones with the ideas, but you're not even the designers. Look at Sheree. Like, Sheree, I will give Ashley and Giselle credit. Because remember when we talked about Sheree's last fashion show? Sheree couldn't even lie and pretend like she was busy backstage preparing the models to go out on the runway. Sheree was just sort of like this, hemming and hawing backstage, not paying attention to anything that was going out there because she designed nothing. All right? Literally, we did a report. Go Google Schmoogle it on the designer slamming Sheree. He did everything. I don't even think Sheree said, I like this, I don't like this. It was more like, you do it, I need to make sure I look great for this event. I will give it to Ashley and Giselle. They were behind the scenes really trying to get this situation together. They were really trying to work to make sure that those garbage bags walked down that aisle and looked great. Lavender says, don't put this on Fashion Nova. Yeah, I see some really quality. I don't know the quality because I haven't ordered from Fashion Nova. So I don't know the quality of what Fashion Nova gives you. But at least it looks like it's quality. I can't say the same about G&A. It doesn't look like quality. Just saying. Just my thoughts. Sunny, thank you so much for the super chat. All right. Sunny says, the fashion is giving me Temu vibes. This fashion line is a hard no for me. Please make Bert a friend of. I love the shady ass producers. You really want to see Deborah? They will not make Deborah a friend of, especially after this fight, especially because no one likes Deborah. The only person that likes her is Ashley. And honestly, we are not even sure that Ashley's going to be returning next season. We've talked about it. All right. IG Blaze says Fashion Nova has been good to me. See, look, I don't know. Look, I don't know. All right, we're going to continue. Joy says, not trash bags on Twitter. Hey, shout out to everyone watching on Twitter. We appreciate you guys. All right, let me just say thank you. We got another super chat. Thank you, Ms. Esquire, for the super chat. Ms. Esquire says, they're all into the tissue paper and paper clips. Not tissue paper and paper clips. It's funny because it's true. All right, let me drop the call-in link first for our members. Members, head on over to the community tab. I will be dropping the call-in link for all members at the same time. This is not a perk of being a part of the member. Members, this is part of what we do here. Let me just save that tweet. Let me just say thank you to our members. Hold on, y'all. All right. Community tab. And for those that are listening to this on the podcast, we don't include the callers all the time, and we won't be including them for this. So be sure to head on over to our YouTube channel so you can take a listen to the callers if you want to. All right. And I just dropped this. I always said I did not want to do that. Okay. Let's do this. And all right. And for those that aren't subscribed to the podcast, we did drop the audio version of our Love and Marriage at DC recap there as well. So be sure to check that out. Sharon, thank you so much for being a member for 28 months. Come on. Sharon says, I buy Fashion Nova. Some of it is quality. I believe it. And for me, at least it looks like quality. We Know says, Ashley unfollowed Deborah. Oh, okay. Judith, thank you so much for the super chat. Judith says, Deborah's eyebrows come with the sound effect. Wait, what do you mean? Hold on, let's take a look. Do you think, oh, well, maybe. Look, maybe. Judith, thank you so much for the super chat. We appreciate the support. Kia, thank you so much for the super chat. Kia says, it's giving DD discounts. What about strawberry? Because I've discovered in the last couple of weeks that strawberry is going, not strawberry. That's probably what I was thinking of. Rainbow is still going loud. It's still going strong across this country and even in New York City. I think I was thinking about strawberries when I said that now. I think I was thinking about strawberries. But no, I thought Rainbow's was closed too. Because look, I don't shop at Rainbow. Okay. Oh, I just lost the super chat. Hold on. Sarah, thank you so much for the super chat. Sarah says, Juan wants to work at the spa so he can meet his next girlfriend. Yeah, she's definitely not going to have Juan at that spa. Look, she's definitely not going to have Juan at the spa. All right. So we get the fashion show. Everyone reacts to the fashions. The fashions were not fashioning. But look, it comes out in spring of 2024. Honestly, though, if you're going to come out with a fashion line and the show premiered yesterday, you should have at least made more items available on your website. I hope they do so before the season's done. Because if this premieres after the season's done, it's not smart. Not very smart. Okay? All right. See, Rosanna says, I used to love strawberries. See? I think that's what I was thinking of when I posted Rainbow. Anyways, moving along. So we see Giselle leave the event because remember, even someone called the other day thinking that Giselle was in this brawl that happened after the cameras wrapped. However, the producers say that the cameras went down at 9:59. However, they were still mic'd and they were still audio. So let's take a listen.
We wrapped. We're done.
At 9:56, production wrap filming. Mics were still on.
In front of me. Kiana
says it's not the place. Stop. Okay, so Kiana looks as if you've seen the video. We can't show you the video because, you know, community guidelines. I'm trying to think where I'm going to be next in the tour. Boston, we probably won't even be thinking about Potomac come May. We probably won't even be thinking about Potomac come May, but you never know. You might have questions about Potomac when I come to Boston on May 30th. If you haven't gotten your tickets for the Kempire After Dark live show, go get your tickets. We will then be going to Nashville on July 11th. Then we'll be in Atlanta July 12th. And then we are coming to Seattle August 30th. Go get your tickets if you haven't already. Head on over to the description for more details on the Kempire After Dark live show. And yes, we are working on additional cities. Okay. But as you heard in that audio, Deborah went up to Candace. Deborah invited this energy and was like, oh, you're calling me Sesame Street, but you won't say that to my face. You won't say it. I believe that Candace would say that to Deborah's face. I don't think that Candace is scared of Deborah. Do I think that Candace has hands? No, because Candace went and reached for the champagne bottled. And then somehow Kiarna got involved because Kiarna was just like, this is not the place. This is, you know, let's not do this. And then something happens if you watch the video, and then Kiarna was gonna bat, 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 and then they fall over, and then the woman that looks like Giselle falls over too. Remember, the narrative that was out there was that Kiarna got her butt whooped. Based off the video footage that we've seen, no. Kiarna fell on her butt, dragging Deborah down. But yeah. Okay. Miss Brooklyn Diamond says, my only issue is that Candace has a lot of mouth behind people's back, but won't have the same energy to their face if she thinks someone will pop off on her. Okay. Okay. We know says, I think it was a scheme set up by Ashley. Well, I think Ashley continues to inviting Deborah to these things intentionally because Ashley is messy. Yes, Deborah is Ashley's real friend, but how deep is that friendship? They met at their kids, like play school or something like that. I don't remember, but it was during that time. So she's a recent friend. She's a recent friend. But y'all forgot that Kiarna is from Baltimore, and y'all better not have all that mouth. Better not have all that mouth. We do have a still shot from the fight. We do have a still shot from the fight. So there goes Giselle. I'm playing. It's not Giselle. We saw Giselle have on a completely different outfit, and then Giselle left because she was dealing with stuff with her dad. So that is Ashley's friend, or Deborah's friend, I should say, that's in the neon. All right? You can see in the background, though, there's Jacqueline and there's Dr. Wendy. Dr. Wendy looks fed up. Dr. Wendy looks fed up. Look on the right picture. Dr. Wendy looks fed up. She's like, what is going on? And mind you, Kiarna is her friend. Kiarna is in the like light blue, like baby blue color, almost turquoise. I know she's, God, poor Kiarna. Do you guys think that this is going to hurt Kiana's chances of coming back next season? Do you think that it will? I hope it doesn't. Like, everyone needs grace. I don't think that it will because I know a lot of you still think that Monique was fired because of the fight. She wasn't. She was definitely asked back. She decided not to come back. Hey, Ronnie. Ronnie says that, there goes Ronnie. Ronnie says that Deborah is desert thirsty for TV time. Well, she's been saying that, all right? Dante says, leave the fighting for Zeus. Well, here's the thing. I think the word on the street is that production was not going to even include this because filming had wrapped. But I think in a last-ditch effort to bring attention to this show, because the ratings have been eh. They haven't been terrible, but they haven't been what they have been before. And I know we can come up with every excuse. Oh, it was the Grammys. It was the Super Bowl. The ratings have not been that great. And a lot of people have said that they've stopped watching. A lot of you say that you just watch my recaps. Thankful for me, but that's not great for Bravo. Also, people do watch on Peacock and things like that as well. So I do feel like this was a last-ditch effort from production and the network to garner at least more attention. Because say what you want, you know, people say, oh, we don't like fighting, but people will tune in for it. I don't believe we're going to see any of it, even though by now we've seen the footage. But, yeah, they decided to make it a part of the season. All right. Look, all right. So they played that. They showed us the audio. They will probably not show us the fight, which is fine because we've seen the fight at this point. T, thank you so much for the super chat. T says, I heard Ashley's over Deborah's desperateness. She wasn't over it before? Like, for me, like, her desperateness rang so true past seasons, not just this season. The minute that she was caught there in a lie talking about Wendy and Candace's partners, that's when she should have been done with them. That's when she should have been done. Rita, thank you so much for the super chat. Rita says, this was the worst episode for me. Not the worst. It was the worst. Maybe. Look, I don't know about the worst. One of the worst. We've had a couple of good ones in the last few weeks, but these last couple of episodes have not been great. Have not been great. All right. All right, y'all. Don't forget, we will be live again at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. PST for our Married to Medicine final recap for season 10. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take some callers now because I want to hear what the audience has to say. Audience, live callers, please make sure that you are respecting the timer. All right. Please respect the timer because I would like to get to everyone. But if you start talking past the timer, then I got to cut off other people's time. All right. We've already dropped the call-in link for the our members. Live chat, we will drop the call-in link for you guys. Once we get, we have 2,200 people watching on multiple platforms. We've got over 200 something of you watching on Twitch and Twitter. Twitter, head on over to YouTube and like the video if you haven't already. All right. But yeah. Y'all gonna have to get a little bit more likes up before I drop the call link for the general audience, okay? Let me get to our backstage members. First of all, thank you to everyone backstage for being a member of the channel. To become a member of the channel, head on over to teamkempire.com/join.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to kempireradio.com.